This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
So coming up in the next hour, we'll be joined by Tahani Jones, who played in the Super Bowl for the Eagles against the Patriots back in 2004. And I get to ask him a question that I've been really interested in. I want someone to tell me, did Donovan McNabb throw up in the Super Bowl, yes or no? So I'll ask one of his teammates. Did he puke or not? Did he vomit during the game? They lost the game, but did Donovan puke? He says no. Urban legend. I don't know. So we'll ask Tahani Jones coming up in the next hour. But earlier, I had a chance today to talk to Kevin Harvick. This is a really great interview, really fun interview. It's a guy who could be holding that trophy at Daytona on February the 18th. Busch Beer gave us the opportunity to talk to Kevin Harvick about what's going on for a contest that you could wind up going to Daytona and where NASCAR is right now. Kevin Harvick here on SB Nation Radio. We head back to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. And as we know, once we turn the page from football and the Super Bowl, we get into Daytona, Daytona week around the corner, and the 2007 winner of the Daytona 500 joining us here on PTO. He is Kevin Harvick. Kevin, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right, so are you chopping at the bit? I mean, going into a season, going into what is you guys for your Super Bowl coming up in a couple of weeks, how are you feeling right now about the start of the 2018 season?
Yeah, I'm definitely chomping at the bit to get to that February 18th date of the start of the season at the Daytona 500, because obviously, for me, it's what I love to do, and that's get in the car and race and the grind of the season and all the things that come with that. Those are the things that keep me around and keep me in the car and the things that I enjoy. So we spent a lot of time over the off season. Had a little baby girl that's 5 weeks old today, so it's been eventful in itself at home. But I think we've got everything flowing and we're ready to go.
Very cool. Well, you have an opportunity, if you're a fan listening at home, to go to the Daytona 500 with Busch Beer. Let's talk about a bit about one of your big sponsors and what fans who are race fans could get to experience coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, basically, Busch Beer has come up with a great promotion to bring 500 race fans through their contest that they ran with the golden cans that were in 12, 18, and 30 packs throughout the last month and a half. So a lot of fans have found those cans and entered through the social media sites or at Busch.com to come to the Daytona 500. So it's not only just a trip to the race; it's a trip to the race with VIP treatment that they're gonna, they've got their own hotel to stay in. They've got hats and T-shirts and down in the pits gonna watch the Daytona 500 in style. So it's been a great contest and always fun to have a sponsor like Busch involved.
Absolutely. Kevin Harvick joining us here on SB Nation Radio. Kevin, I host the Joe Nemechek Show here on the network, so I talk a lot of NASCAR every week. And one thing that Joe talks about a lot is the changing dynamic that NASCAR is undergoing right now, trying to appeal. His generation made the sport, essentially, put it on the upper echelon. But how does NASCAR appeal to the younger generation? How do you guys get a hold of the same people that even football and basketball are fighting for and get the millennials and the young people to pay attention to NASCAR?
Well, I think as you look at that, and to be honest with you, that's been a conversation. I've been here for almost 20 years now in the sport, and the young people conversation has always been a conversation of how do you grab their attention, and that conversation is really no different than it has been. The unique part of where we stand as a sport right now is very interesting because we have a lot of young drivers coming in. So
yeah.
I look at it as almost a father-son relationship. To where if we can get these young drivers to be noticed enough and popular enough and winning races and be competitive on the racetrack, it becomes a lot more fun for a father's son or a family, mother-daughter, with that age difference in between the two to have somebody to root for on the older side, which, I feel like myself and Jimmy Johnson are definitely on that side of it. And you have the late teens, early 20s guys that are the Chase Elliotts, Ryan Blaney's of the world that are coming into the sport and making a mark. So you know, I think the other thing is that the sports landscape in general is ever evolving. And, you know, the way that we watch TV and the way that we take things in from a streaming standpoint are much different. And to be honest with you, our sport is very unique because there's so much data. There's so many cameras. There's so much video. There's, you know, there's good racing. There's accidents. And capturing all this and being able to deliver it to the fans in a different way than what was done in the past is something I think everybody is striving for, is how do we deliver all that information and make it so that, you know, you can turn it into a gadget and catch the attention of these young this younger generation.
Yeah, totally agree. Speaking of father-son, Joe Niemicek, his son, John Hunter Niemicek, will go in for an Xfinity ride this year, and he's one of those guys, one of those young drivers at 20, 21 years old, trying to make their mark and trying to get more exposure from NASCAR. And, you know, the changes that were made last year, I thought going into it, I was nervous. The segments, I didn't know what to believe. The point totals, I was nervous, and I thought, uh-oh, this might be too complicated. I found it to be really fun. Three races, essentially, in one. Did you like it with the changes? Did it feel different last year with what NASCAR did and how each race is run?
It did feel a lot different. I really enjoyed the changes. I was a little bit skeptical at the beginning of the year as to how it was going to play out in the playoffs and at the end of the year, but I think it all played out very well. And I think as you look at the, you know, the week-to-week races, the stage points became so meaningful that you just saw a lot of aggression at the beginning of the races. You saw a lot of strategy that played out in the beginning and the ends of the races, and it created more passing. And really, there wasn't a downside to anything that was brought up, you know, with the stage racing. So I think it was huge for our sport and something that definitely changed the outlook of the whole race, and not necessarily the end of the race, but the beginning and the middle of the race definitely have some meaning that it didn't have before.
Yeah, totally agree. You know, Kevin, it's funny because Martin Truex Jr. wins the championship last year. You came in third place. He does it from Denver. He doesn't do it from North Carolina. He didn't do it from Charlotte. Do you think that's an outlier, or do you think more race teams might say, you know what, I can ship my stuff from North Carolina, my engines from North Carolina to wherever I am and wherever I might be, and use that technology but keep myself far away from kind of the chaos that goes on in Carolina?
Well, it's definitely a great model for, you know, other people, other owners that could possibly come into the sport just for the fact that, you know, they did it from Denver. Obviously, they Barney and everybody who owns Furniture Row Racing have dedicated to spend the money that it took to get the alliances that they need with Joe Gibbs Racing and Toyota. And you know, the unique part about what they have is they have a great foundation with those parts and pieces and that relationship. And then they get out there in Colorado and they do their own little thing. So at night, all their employees and people aren't, you know, they aren't going to dinner. They aren't going to have a beer with somebody that works on another race team that, you know, conversation starts and they start talking about little tricks here and there. All their stuff is so secluded out in Colorado. And so they have great people. They have an owner that has spent the money to gain the relationship to be competitive and now have won a championship. So there's a lot to be said about the model, and obviously it works because they won a championship and were able to, you know, do the things to get to that point, you know, with their race team. So it can be done, and I think it's definitely something that should be intriguing if you're looking to get into the sport and don't feel like, you know, living in North Carolina and you want to run it from wherever you live, you can do it.
One more quick NASCAR question, then I want to get some football questions in real quick. Do you or will you miss being an owner for the Camping World Truck Series, and do you think that series is still viable going forward, given the economics that it takes to run it?
You know, as I look at the Truck Series, obviously it's in a spot where, you know, they've got to make some decisions, and I feel like, you know, that the Truck Series is still viable. You know, I think, you know, they've made some decisions to open up the engine rules that should save the owners a bunch of money, but I still feel like the trucks need to be back banging fenders on some of these short tracks in these grassroots areas, not only for the Truck Series, but for our grassroots racetracks and divisions and places that run across the country. We have to keep building the sport from the bottom up, and the Truck Series is a great platform to do that. And you look at events like Eldora, you know, the Truck Series survives fine, and the fans come support it, and you have a great event that you can put on TV. So it's you know, owning the teams is definitely something that I miss and you know, really enjoyed being a part of. And you never know down the road. It's definitely something I would be interested in being a part of helping run one of the teams. I don't know that I'd want to necessarily be the owner of the team just because of the financial commitment that it takes to be competitive. But, you know, if you had somebody that came in that had the financial commitment to own the team and needed somebody to help run it, that would definitely be something as you go, 10 years down the road that I'd raise my hand to be interested in.
All right, Kevin, I know that you know football. You're a Panthers season ticket holder here, so I'll ask you a couple of quick questions on this game coming up. First, yes or no, will Bill Belichick wear a hoodie at the start of the Super Bowl?
Well, even though it's indoors in Minnesota, I would venture to say that it's probably still going to be cool based upon it was -1 when I landed. But so I'm going to go with yes.
Okay. Pink national anthem. Is she going to go over 2 minutes or under 2 minutes?
I'm going to say that she's going to go. I'm going to say under.
Under.
Well, she's going to get right to it.
The average is 158, so you'd be right on that. All right, and then your pick. Who do you like to win straight up here in the Super Bowl? Who are you going with? Panthers? You going Patriots or you going Eagles?
I'm going to go Patriots based on experience, but I think the Eagles have a better team if they can get over the moment and be able to do the things that they've done all year. But I think it's going to be hard to overcome the experience of Tom Brady and the group of coaches that they have. With the Patriots.
Very nice. Kevin Harvick, if fans want to go to the Daytona 500 in a couple of weeks and watch you, Busch Beer, and all the great things that happen on the Monster Energy Series, how can they get in touch? How can they find out how to enter this contest?
Now, you can go to Busch.com to enter the contest, and obviously go into the Daytona 500. You can go to NASCAR.com and find tickets, or going to the Daytona 500 on February 18th is obviously pretty quick, but or you can watch it on Fox. So
yeah.
it's definitely a lot of options, but we're looking forward to getting the season started.
What would it mean to you to win the 60th running of the Great American Race?
Yeah, we were talking about the 60th running of the race, and I was fortunate to win it in 2007 and know that there's no other race like the Daytona 500. Everything about it is bigger than any other race that you go to, and winning it is no different. So winning the 60th would definitely be cool, and going to victory lane at Daytona is something that is definitely a treat. So that's our goal. Go win the Daytona 500 on February 18th.
Absolutely. Kevin, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
That was Kevin. That was Kevin Harvick, who joined us earlier on the program from Minneapolis after he landed -1 up there, huh? On the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. We got a lot more to come, including Dahani Jones, in a very cool way for you to get a Super Bowl souvenir. And we'll talk to Jay Cornegay a little bit later on the program from the Westgate to find out where we are money wise for the Super Bowl as Super Bowl week continues. SB Nation Radio.
This is SB.